Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Theodore. Hey Theodore, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to smash the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. Are you guys ready for today's adventure about an ogre that turns grass into lava? Me too. Let's go. One day, there was an ogre underground working on something he was very excited about.
Oh boy, this is finally gonna work. I'm gonna have a lava hot tub under here. This is gonna be great. I've always wanted to have a hot tub that's heated by lava. Oh boy, my dreams come true.
This ogre lived in a cave underground, and I guess he'd been working on a hot tub. Hot tubs are nice, right? Oh, I love getting in a hot tub. But are hot tubs powered by lava? I've never been to one of those before. But this ogre, he had been working on some kind of underground lava machine for his hot tub. Oh dear, that sounds dangerous. I hope nothing bad happens.
Oh no. How do I turn this off? It won't turn off. Lava's everywhere. Oh dear. I gotta do something. Ah!
The ogre closed the door and ran off. You see, the lava was continuing to grow inside this cave, and the pressure of the lava was about to do something very, very bad. Up above ground, Theodore was playing in his backyard. He had one of the coolest yards around that he could play anything that he wanted. Well, right now, he was building a fort. All right, I just need some more sticks for the roof, and there we go. Wow, that looks so great. He was very proud. He had built a really cool branch and stick fort, and he'd spent all day working on it.
Ow, what in the world's going on? The ground feels kind of hot, said Theodore.
Ouch. Ouch. What's coming out of the grass? Ah! Theodore ran for his house because something terrible was happening. The lava underground was being pressurized and being squeezed through every blade of grass like a tube of toothpaste.
Oh no! Is that lava? Shouted Theodore.
It was absolutely crazy. Every blade of grass had lava being squeezed out from it.
That lava from the ogre underground? Oh no, this is not good.
Ah! Theodore didn't know what to do, but he did remember that he had some dragon friends.
All right, I gotta call LeVar. He'll be able to help.
Theodore ran up to his room for his walkie-talkie and dialed it in to LeVar, who was a lava dragon, and called him.
LeVar, are you there?
Shouted Theodore.
Hey, Theodore, it's great to see you. Well, I don't see you, I just hear you on this walkie-talkie and...
LeVar, hold on. This is an emergency. I need you to get here as fast as you can.
Okay, well then we can talk further when I get there. And how soon should I be there?
Like right now,
shouted Theodore.
Okie dokie, I'll see you in a flash. Bye.
LeVar was known for talking a lot, and he didn't always hurry when he should. But Theodore was really hoping that he would get there fast. As he was waiting on his back porch, watching the lava continue to be squeezed out of each blade of grass, the lava was starting to fill the whole ground.
Oh, LeVar, I'm over here,
shouted Theodore. LeVar was still flying up in the clouds and was looking for a place to land.
Oh my, that looks like a lot of lava. Well,
Oh, Theodore, there you are.
LeVar carefully landed on a place without lava, which is strange because he's actually a lava dragon, so lava doesn't hurt him, but he can be kind of afraid of it sometimes.
All right, LeVar, thank you for coming, but you see this lava is being squeezed out of the ground somehow. I think underground there's some kind of lava problem because this has never happened before. Something must have changed. Can you go find a way to get underground and see what's going on?
Oh, well, of course I can. But I was really looking forward to catching up with you. Do you think we could sit down and have a cup of tea?
A cup of tea? Theodore shook his head. LeVar, this is an emergency. I really need you to go check out and see what's going on underground. Hurry! And then we can have a cup of tea.
Oh, great. Well, as long as we can have a cup of tea after, then... Okay, I will... I don't really like lava, but... Okay, here we go.
LeVar the lava dragon, who's afraid of lava, flew off and was searching for a way underground. Not that far away was that cave where that ogre lived, and LeVar flew into the cave, and there was a door closed.
Oh, my goodness. Where did this door come from? It's awfully hot. Should I open a hot door?
Oh, dear, I don't think so, LeVar. I've read about this. If you touch a door and it's really hot, you definitely shouldn't open it. It could mean that there's a fire on the other side, which in this scenario, it's lava. Don't open it, LeVar.
Yeah, I don't want to open it. I think I'm gonna go call my friend Splash. Splash, are you there?
Yes? Who is this? How did you get this number?
Splash was a water dragon who could shoot water out of his mouth whenever he wanted, and LeVar thought this would be a good friend to have in this situation.
How did you get this number?
Oh, well, don't worry about that,
but this is LeVar. You remember me?
Yes, I remember you, said Splash.
Well, you see, there's this lava, and I really need your help.
Okay, I'm coming.
Splash got there very quickly. You could always depend on Splash the dragon. He arrived and started spraying the water all over the place, putting out the lava in the grass and then underground, and he was able to open the door carefully because he had a lot of water to spray on it. Did you know that when you spray water on lava, that lava turns like to rock instantly? Yeah, lava rock. It's pretty awesome. Well, the two dragons flew back to Theodore's house to tell him the news.
Yes, it's Theodore. It looks like there was some kind of lava machine underground, and we were able to put it out. Well, Splash was.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Oh, who would have put a lava machine under there? Jeez, that's weird.
Well, I guess it's time for tea with dragons, right? Said Theodore.
Oh, I would love some tea, thank you.
I don't think I want any, but I guess I could use a friend, said Splash.
And that was the day that Theodore had a tea party, I guess, with LeVar and Splash, the dragons who put out the lava machine. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to William, Charles, and Henry from Atlanta, Georgia, Liliana and Luca from Minnesota, Cooper from New York, Gabrielle and Nash from Indianapolis, Linnea and Dahlia from Maryland, and Yennebel from the Philippines. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.